This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. So you want to get into Michigan's booming cannabis industries, but maybe you just don't know where to begin? A group in West Michigan is offering free training and advice for people trying to get jobs in various marijuana businesses. Joining me now is Matt Hoffman. He's the founder and chairman of Our Cannabis. It's this nonprofit based in Grand Rapids. Hey, Matt, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, April. Thanks for having me.
So many people in this industry got started in some degree on the black market before recreational cannabis was legalized. Can you tell us your story of how you found your way in?
Yeah. And so it was in 2009. I had just returned from traveling the world by myself, and I had come home and I had heard about an opportunity in cannabis. It was early days of the Michigan Medical Marijuana Program, and I saw an opportunity. And so I convinced my family to cash in their 401ks and start a cannabis business with me. And now, fast forward 11 years later.
Wait, hold on. How did you talk them into that?
Well,
the future was not assured at that point.
I plied them with food. And, that's how you win people's minds and hearts, is you feed them. And so I had made a dinner and I had made a little pitch and I just said, hey, how do you think life's going to go? And they said, well, we're going to fall over dead at our desk. And I said, yeah, I'm probably going to work in a factory until I'm broken. But here's this new thing that's happening in Michigan. And I think this is an opportunity that we could get in on. What do you think? And they said, yeah, let's do it. And so we cashed in $37,000, our combined family retirement, and we began.
Wow. So then when we moved into the stage when the recreational market started to become more apparent, what was going on in your career at that point?
Well, you know, at that point, we've been in cannabis for 11 years now. And in that time, I've owned and operated a grow and dispensary, and we've won 3 caregiver cups back to back to back. And so in this new cannabis economy, there are so many people who won't understand this, but I've served time for my involvement in cannabis. I've been to jail. And when I was released, because of the struggle that I faced getting back to my feet, it's the same struggle that millions of people are facing right now looking for jobs. And so when thinking about how things have changed recreationally, it's changed significantly. We have a recreational business, but we still have people that are locked up. We still have people that are facing charges. We still have families that are destroyed by this overwhelmingly positive opportunity. And there's millions of job opportunities and people that are looking for work that don't have access to those jobs. And so we stepped in because no one else is willing or able, but we were, because of our background, which goes deeper than cannabis. At our core, our founding team is made up of people that have decades of experience and advanced degrees in job readiness and workforce development programming, from nonprofits helping mentally and physically disabled people get to work, to college career placement offices, headhunting, recruiting, and working at state agencies. And so we uniquely know cannabis and we know workforce development, and the opportunities have only gotten bigger.
How would you describe what employers at cannabis businesses are looking for right now?
They're looking for everybody. And as the markets mature, you know, we're a national organization. Our cannabis is a national service provider, and we're the first and only nonprofit of our kind that services the cannabis workforce development space. And so what we see is they're looking for people that are passionate, that are driven, that want to get in and help be a part of something bigger than themselves. And so people don't necessarily need to have college degrees, and you don't have to have a background in cannabis. You just have to have a willingness to get in. And that's what employers are looking for right now, is people that have skills that are across the board that they can bring in and help them build and grow this industry.
There are many different kinds of businesses in Michigan that are in need of skilled labor right now. But I wonder if that competition for skilled workers is especially intense within cannabis businesses, that maybe some people who would qualify for these jobs are leery of getting involved in something that hasn't become legal at the federal level yet?
Yeah. And so what we see is it's becoming more rare, but a state licensed and compliant facility, for the most part, is not being hit by the federal government because it's a state licensed program. And the states want to protect the jobs and they want to grow the new cannabis economy, and they want to fill the coffers with the significant revenues that are coming from cannabis. And so to the people that are leery about being arrested for working in cannabis, make sure that you're working at a state licensed facility. And I think the bigger issue is in access to those jobs. A lot of people don't know where to go to access those jobs. And that's something that our cannabis connects people with employers. And everything that we do is at no cost. Everything is powered by philanthropy. And so it's more about access. Oh, 2 weeks ago, I had a lady that has a PhD in analytical chemistry, and her resume didn't reflect her skills. And so the real issue isn't jeopardy of going to jail for working at one of these facilities. The real issue is getting the job in the first place. And that starts with resumes. Everybody needs a resume specifically tailored for the job they're going after. And that's what our cannabis does.
You were part of a cannabis job fair in Grand Rapids a couple of years ago. What was the turnout like at that point?
Oh, it was, let me put it this way. We had, in a 2-hour period on a weekday, we had 763 people show up to a room that could hold 99 people.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. And the demand has only grown. The opportunities for jobs in the industry has only gotten wider and deeper. And the variety of jobs is increasing as well, because the Michigan market and the markets in general across the country are starting to mature. So we're seeing companies that are starting to bring in specialists, translatable jobs from any other industry. It's not just the executive team and the directors and then the people that are boots on the ground. It's all the specialisms in between, environmental people that can help with environmental impact, product efficiencies, compliance, security. It's just, when you think about cannabis, think about every other industry. There are so many jobs that people don't think about that are available that would be a direct translation from whatever it is that someone's doing now in a traditional industry into the new cannabis economy.
What do people tell you about the kind of jobs that they're interested in? I mean, do most of the folks who reach out to you have an interest in being bud tenders or, you know, being hands-on with product? Or do most people that you work with have interest in other aspects of the business?
It's varied and it's wide. And I can say that we get a full spectrum, every walk, every color, every creed, professional, educational background, age, because the interest is so strong. We had a class finished last week, and there's a guy who's an alumni now named Will. And Will is on the Eastern Seaboard. And he said, "Matt, I want to be an entrepreneur. It's going to be a couple of years before we have a program where I live, but I want to learn every job that I can. That way I'm better prepared to be a business owner." And I said, "Will, that's fantastic. You have a great attitude. And let me connect you to some local businesses, and you can begin your educational pathway." And so it's the entrepreneurs of tomorrow. It's baby boomers looking for a second career. It's the Gen Z, the people that are coming out of colleges and universities that are saying, "Hey, this is a legitimate opportunity that I can get in on, and I can develop a professional expertise and in a few years be a leader in the industry." It's everybody.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Matt Hoffman. He's founder and chairman of Our Cannabis. It's a nonprofit based in Grand Rapids that helps people find jobs in the cannabis industries. I know you're currently holding classes in Detroit. Could you tell us a little bit about the scope of the curriculum?
Yeah, absolutely. So we meet people where they are. And so It starts with a resume. The classes are 22 hours of in-class work, and working through and making a professional resume that's catered specifically for a job. And we provide career guidance. We have a guy, Clay, going through our Detroit cohort right now. He is not sure what he wants to do. And so we're just exploring options with him and showing him what is available and seeing what his interests are. The back half of the class is, it's really fun. It's mock interviews and practice interviews where we ask people the boilerplate, the typical questions that you'd be asked during an interview, and we drill and practice and get people prepared with real, honest answers, but getting them to the point where they're confident and comfortable in an interview situation, because interviews are hard. And then there's so much that's unknown about cannabis that a lot of it is just pulling back the curtain and showing the normalcy of working in cannabis. Then we go into negotiations, teaching people tactics and strategies for getting in a better position. We had a gentleman, Dane, come through our class. His resume was 7 pages long, and he's a master grower. And I know that because I'm a grower. It's like he has a superior skill set, just like a master carpenter or a master electrician, but nobody would hire him, not even for entry-level position, because he had a 7-page resume and he was looking for a job for over a year. And so when he came to our cannabis, went through the resume class, before he was even finished with the interview portion, he had 2 competing job offers from 2 companies that previously passed him up. He had a 3rd offer, and then he was able to leverage those 3 offers and get the best salary, the best perks, better insurance, and get a better position for him. So through the negotiation classes, we teach people how to do that. And then we do career placement, just like at universities. We try to connect people with employers, be it in the state of Michigan or New York or New Jersey, wherever there are cannabis jobs and our alumni are, we'll reach out and try to make introductions for them. So it's comprehensive.
The criminal justice system has come a long way relatively quickly on marijuana-related offenses, but it is still so hard for people who have a conviction, sometimes even an arrest on their record, to find work. Do you work a lot with people who might have a conviction on a marijuana-related offense in their background?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we want to help people that need the most help. And traditionally, those are people that have been incarcerated. And so we're here to help and service every cannabis job seeker in the United States and internationally as well. We work with people in Australia and in Germany. But if somebody has been adversely affected by the war on drugs, then we most certainly want to help them. So it's an open door policy to everybody.
Right. There have been some states like Oregon where cannabis for recreational purposes became legal. And there was a huge influx of businesses early on. And then the smaller, locally owned shops kind of got elbowed out by larger companies. One's based in Colorado, one's based in California. Do you see that happening in Michigan?
Yeah. You know, the market's going to do what it's going to do. And this is my challenge to the industry, is to put their money where their mouth is and use their profits for purpose, and make major gifts, major philanthropic gifts to organizations like our cannabis. I can tell you that I did, my family has, and the feeling is amazing to know that we are responsible for helping people get to work in the cannabis field. So it's big business is going to do what big business is going to do. And it's important that they be mindful and they be stewards and they use their dollars for good, to help the people that aren't in the positions that they're in.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what the things have been like during this period. I know that during the pandemic and the lockdown, cannabis businesses seem to have been doing pretty darn well. Has there been a hiring boom commensurate with that?
There has been. Yeah, the cannabis industry, it got a legitimization and it got a boost when the states across the board designated the cannabis industry as an essential industry. And I think that marks a tipping point where not too long ago, states were doing whatever they could to abolish cannabis businesses and to stop the movement of the industry. Now we're seeing, given the choice between putting a knife or a dagger in the heart of a new cannabis economy, instead they shielded it. And what that's done is it transformed the industry overnight. It made people more confident in working in the industry, and it created more opportunities. And so with record unemployment, the cannabis industry is hiring like no one else. And I think that's what the real issue is that the cannabis industry is on a hiring boom and will continue for the next several years. There'll be millions of people employed in cannabis, but it's about access to those jobs. How do we get people that are skilled, who are qualified, who have fallen through the nets? How do we get them into the program? And that's the problem that our cannabis solves, is making sure that there's equal access to those employment opportunities.
You know, a great deal of the cannabis that's sold in the United States is grown in places like California. But can you tell me anything about how Michigan's, I guess, geographic position, and we should mention access to fresh water, what that might foretell about the future of cannabis industries here?
Well, we're going to trigger a lot of people when I say that Michigan cannabis has been for quite some time and will continue to be a leader in the cannabis industry. And the best growers and the best businesses are from Michigan. And so our unique geographic position, being in the heartland in the Midwest, is setting the tone for other states. We have the opportunity to lead the way and to show that not just what happens in New York and California sets precedent, but we set precedent. And so that's where my focus and our organization's focus is on cannabis philanthropy and making sure that while there's all these opportunities, that we're leading the way and we're showing that nobody's being left behind by gaps left in federally funded programs like Michigan Works, who's prohibited from helping cannabis job seekers, and making sure that it's not just a few that are getting ahead, that it's a tide that raises all ships.
Matt Hoffman is the founder and the chairman of Our Cannabis. And that's a nonprofit based in Grand Rapids. I understand you've got some more classes coming up in April and May, Matt. Should folks go to the website to get all the details?
Yes, yes. Contact at ourcannabis.org if you have any questions about supporting Our Cannabis or guidance in general. We're here to help businesses as well. If you would like to work in the cannabis industry and take a free class, the next one will start on April 5th and go to the 28th. And after that, we will have another cohort starting on May 3rd through the 26th.
Well, Matt, thank you so much. It's great to meet you.
You as well. I'm such a fan, and thank you for having me on the show.